Psalms chapter 130. Have you ever worked the graveyard shift or cared for a sick person all night, hoping that the morning will bring relief? With the same longings, the psalmist awaits in God and in the Word, verses 5 and 6. The psalmist cries out from the depths of my despair, verse 1. He acknowledges the universality of sin, and therefore, the inability of man to be saved by his own means, verse 3. On the evening of that same day, in which his heart was strangely moved and truly trusted in Jesus for salvation, John Wesley attended an evening service at St. Paul's Cathedral, in the course of which Psalm 130 was sung as an anthem. Wesley was very moved by the anthem, and this psalm became one of the means God used to open his heart to the gospel of salvation. But you forgive us, so that we should stand in awe of you, states verse 4. There is forgiveness for you too. If you don't believe that God has forgiven you, you're actually saying that God needs to do more for your forgiveness, and that Jesus' sacrifice wasn't enough. Come to Jesus, because the Lord, there is mercy, and with him, there is unlimited forgiveness. Verse 7.